T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is absolutely unbelievable, world famous, incredible, talented. You know him, ladies and gentlemen. Susan McKagan is here.
Ah, yes,
and,
and author, model. Swimming suit designer. I'm missing so much here, aren't I? Mom.
Yeah.
Wife.
Yes.
And Duff McKagan, who is your husband, who is a musician, I understand.
I gave her a ride here.
That was nice. Well, you're here for her book signing.
I am, yeah. We have a lot of a lot going on as a couple right now, it seems. It suddenly all culminated together. She wrote this amazing novel. And I've written a couple books. I've written a ton of columns.
We've read them.
Right, and it's like, but how do you write a novel?
Well, it took her 9 years.
Yes, it was a labor of love. Ladies and gentlemen,
Were you worried when it came out? Were you allowed to read a little bit of it beforehand?
I was worried. Like, she kind of kept it all close to her cuff, and she was working. And she taught me how to write. Let's not get it twisted. Back when I went to Seattle U and stuff, I didn't know grammar or anything, and she's like, honey. And she taught me how to type and all of this, right?
Some other words.
Yeah.
You were getting a finance degree, not doing much at the time.
Well, I had to write a lot at Seattle U, and she really taught me how to write. So I don't want to take anything away from her, but her writing this novel, you know, that's a whole different thing. I have no understanding. She's written for the Huffington Post, and she's a great writer of like 2,000 word columns for Huffington Post. A novel's a whole different thing. And so she got all the way to getting her Rare Bird book deal, and then she let me read three times.
Okay. Now, were you writing
There's
this?
A lot of rejection
were you writing
too.
This when you were on the road with with Duff's band thing?
Yeah. That's what was so cool about it, because I could still, you know, be with my husband, be with my kids, be at home in my pajamas, be on an airplane and write. You can take it wherever you are.
All right, listen, if your book ever gets booked to option for a movie, I just want to roll in the movie. I'm just throwing it out there.
Okay,
now.
I could see you in there. Yes. There's some really
cool characters.
He could
be cool like Hawk.
Yeah.
In the book, yeah.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
So I want to get to the point. So I finally get to read this thing, and I'm nervous. Like, what if, like, I don't know, and what am I going to see? It's my wife, you know? And I read these three chapters, and I couldn't put it down. Like, I was a page turner, literally. And so it got done. I'm like, okay, I need three more chapters. And she had it. And I just kind of blazed through this story. Part of me was amazed that my wife had written this thing. I read a lot of books. I read every night. So and I read good authors. And this was as good as anything I've read. And the story, she mixed like 5 different stories together. And it's just, it's in the 90s, and she got all this 90s stuff so correct.
Do you remember it was a different perspective on what you recalled, but that was the real perspective?
It's a female protagonist's perspective. It's from a female's voice. We always, all these rock stories are love stories are always like through dude's stories.
Star Wars Born, it's mainly through the male point of view. So this is kind of fun and different because it's got a lead female protagonist.
That's the role I want.
So it's cool, but it does weave back and forth between her and then this guy Johnny, who's, you know, in this huge band on the cusp of superstardom, and then what ensues is this, like, you know, all the ups and downs of like being involved in that world, from, you know, modeling and painting to like rock and roll and, you know, debauchery and sex and infidelity and fame and addiction and
There was some
really
stuff in there, like with the drugs and the sex. I'm like, whoa,
let me ask
went all
okay.
the way in.
So, you know, yeah. did you guys
taught me some, you know, great things to write about?
Did you guys get a chance to watch The Dirt with Nikki Six?
That was great.
Netflix. Now, how realistic was that for you? I know you were there in 84, 85 when you
84.
Were, yeah.
I mean, the '80s. Let's just admit it. I got asked this question the other day about now and the 80s and like PC-ness and the 80s were a different time. It was debaucherous on both ends, male and female. It was just a different time. But we did go out on tour with them in 87. Guns did. On the girls tour. I can never say those
three of them.
Girls tour. Even back then, probably because I was drinking back then. But we got out on tour with them, and it was like professional, like drugs, where they had radios and they had numbers for different drugs, and their whole chicks thing and all of that was like it was professional.
Full time job, as you used to say.
Yeah.
And
Well, it's kind of nice that it's a well-oiled machine. Somehow it sounds less debaucherous.
Right, exactly. So this time you go on the road, and you're seeing the world, and you're seeing what's going on around you, and I guess that was kind of the inspiration for Tenderness. While she's writing that book, you're writing a different type of album.
Right. Well, I was watching, like everybody else, when we started rehearsing for this 2.5-year tour. It was January of 2016. So all of these kind of the debates were going on. And I started getting sucked into the three cable news channels and sucked into Twitter. And there was Bernie, like my daughters and their age groups were into Bernie. There was a bunch going on, and a bunch on the Republican side. And there was a guy who was a like reality show star, like saying these things. And you were just like get sucked into it. And she would tell me, my wife would tell me, stop watching the news. And I'd have like on different shows, and I would get. And I know I'm smart enough to know that they're sucking us in, and they're selling ads, and their viewerships are going up. And this time around, I'm putting down the news and putting down the Twitter and doing these touristy things. You get out and you talk to people, and you don't have this noise around you. And we play these big shows where nobody asks who you vote for to come see our show. It's not talked about. It's just a celebration.
It's escapism.
And we've played in Muslim countries where, you know, women in full head coverings have devil horns out and are rocking the F out. And you know, so you get to see this celebration. We did this for 2.5 years, and I was talking to people, and this divide that they were talking about, I just didn't see. Like, you go and talk to somebody, you're talking about your sports team, you're talking about the architecture at Monticello, you're talking about Thomas Jefferson. And I never kind of butted heads with anybody, and I realized that, you know, the America I know is the one, like, after 9/11. You know, you remember that, we all remember that. The month after that, no planes were flying. Every neighbor had each other's back. Mm-hmm. You'd go to the grocery store, everybody had everybody's back. Like, are you okay? You know, you cool? You cool? And we rose up together as a country, and nobody asked who you voted for. And that's the America I know. News and whatnot is making a lot of money right now and stirring these political, that's the way they're doing it right now. But I read so much history that I know this too shall pass.
Right.
And we'll be angry about something else, I guarantee you, in 2 years. Something always, completely always, different. Right. So it was going to be a third book, and it became this record called Tenderness, and it's ideas about sort of healing. And I wrote about homelessness, and mainly from Seattle viewpoint, drug addiction, the passing of Chris and Scott Weiland and Chester Bennington and Prince. It's wrapped around a song called Tenderness, which begins the record, and the last song on the record called Don't Look Behind You, which is just, we're moving on forward. Don't dwell on the things in the past. We're going to be okay together.
And this book, this album does tell a story like a book. As far as the song structure and in the way that's all.
It's a concept album, yeah.
And you're working with Shooter Jennings back.
My man, yeah.
Like, how does that happen? Do they come to you? Do you go to them?
I've known Shooter since he moved to L.A.
Okay.
Before I even knew he was Waylon Jennings' kid, he was in this rock band called Stargun, and they opened for Loaded twice. Shooter was one of those lifers. He was 21. I recognized him as a lifer. And we've stayed in touch this whole time. His solo works at Black Ribbons, I don't know if you know that record, and his new record's amazing, but he works with all kinds of people, and he just had done the Brandi Carlile record and sent him some
Marilyn
of the...
Marilyn Manson, too.
He's writing the Marilyn Manson record right now. I mean, the guy's
he's
all over
the place. He's a renaissance man.
Yeah, no kidding.
Production, yeah.
And he develops video games, you know, like this guy sees all over the place, yeah.
I feel so lame. I mean, like, honestly, man, you guys, right, authors, you got the new album, you're working with the band, and it turns out that this guy that you're working with in the band is also developing video games, and I'm like, I'm just drinking a Coke listening to people.
Just remember, it took me 9 years.
I know, but in 9 years, you know what I've done? Nothing.
Well, yeah. Susan McKagan, thank you so much for stopping by, and congratulations on the new book. And
your husband talks an awful lot.
I hope your bands do well. The Shooter Jennings Project, Tenderness, I know that's coming out.
We're playing the Showbox June 16th.
Last show on the tour? Is that maybe going to continue a little bit?
Last show on the U.S. tour. Yeah, right. Okay. So,
international. Oh, getting the stamps. Get your stamps.
I'll get some more stamps on this tour. Yeah.
And we like the Guns N' Roses thing you did, too, by the way. That was a great show. That was fantastic.
Kids had it. They got that moxie. People are going to like them, damn it.
Yeah, it's been the time of our lives.
Yeah. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.